We thank the Lord once again for this wonderful morning that He accepts us to see. May His name be blessed in Jesus' name.
We'll
sing from hymn number 3, They Come. On the great white throne, I look on the great white throne. Before it, the ransom stand. No longer hath yet, no sorrow is known, nor death in the goodly land. My Savior has gone. No more through time or eternity. Hallelujah, Saint Jesus has set me free. I'm happy as heart can be. No longer happy, the burden of care is yoke. Gates of the holy place, the gates of the holy place, stand open by night and day. My brother, my sister, oh, look to the Lord, who giveth more grace, whose love has prepared the way. Our home in those mansions. His hands are reserved for all. For the wedding feast prepared, obeying the gracious call. Hallelujah, to Jesus has set me free. Can be no longer happy, the calling of yeah, it's your peace so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight, and now I will shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will end, be over. What if our God this moment should come for those who are free from sin? Then would it bring you joy or sorrow and deep despair? In the air, hallelujah, since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as I can be. No longer happy, the bodies of fear, His yoke is so sweet to me. Oh, my soul was as black as night. Oh, but darkness has taken flight. And now I will shout the victory. Let's take the chorus two more times. Saint Jesus has set me free. Oh, Saint Jesus has set me free. I'm happy as I can be. No longer happy, the falling of here is your kiss so sweet to me. Oh, my soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight, and now I will shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Oh, praise God, since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as I can be. No longer happy, the burden of fear, is your peace so sweet to me? My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight, and now I will shout the victory, for Jesus has set me. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful morning, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. You want us to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for 2024 convention, oh God. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings. You have blessed us, oh Father. Lord Jesus, we come to the end of the convention and we are living, oh God. We know we are living better people, oh God. We are so grateful, Father. We are coming this morning, Lord Jesus, to return appreciation to you. And Father, just to read a portion of your word, oh God. We pray you bless that word in our heart, oh God. Be with your people, oh God, as they go this morning to their various place, oh God. Your grace that brought everyone here safe, oh God, may take them back to their destination safe. Thank you, eternal Father. We ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's turn our Bible to the book of St. Luke.
Chapter 5.
Verse I'll read from verse 1 to 11. So then it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God,
it
stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
Ori oko meji ti won le adagun sugbon awon apeja sokale kuro ninu won won fo awon won.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
O si wo okan ninu awon oko na ti se ti Simoni o si be ki o te si eyin die kuro ni ile o si joko o si nko ijo eniyan lati inu oko na.
And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught.
Bi o si ti dake oro iso o wi fun Simoni pe ti si ibu ki o si ju awon yin si isale fun akopo.
And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Simon is down, o si wi fun pe olukoni gbogbo oru anani awa fi sise awa ko si mu nkan sugbon nitori oro re emi o ju awon na si isale.
And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break.
Nigbati won si se yi won ko opolopo eja awon won si ya.
And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ship so that they began to sink.
Won si sapere si egbe won ti o wa le oko keji ki won ki o wa ran won lowo. Won si wa won si kun oko mejeji be ni won bere si ri.
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Nigbati Simon Peteru si ri o wo leleba ekun Jesu o wi pe lo kuro lodo mi nitori elese ni mi Oluwa.
For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken.
Ha si se ati gbogbo awon ti nbe pelu re fun akopo eja ti won ko.
And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Jakobu àti Johanu, àwọn ọmọ Sebede ti se olùpẹ̀já pọ̀ pẹ̀lú Simoni. Jesu si wí fún Simoni pe, má bẹ̀rù láti sisìn lọ, ìwọ ó máa mú ènìyàn.
And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Nígbà tí wọ́n sì ti mú ọkọ wọn dé ilẹ̀, wọ́n fi gbogbo rẹ̀ sílẹ̀, wọ́n sì tọ̀ ọ́ lẹ́yìn.
And may the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word in our heart this morning. You can please be seated. The Lord bless you. For a little time before we go to pray, we'll just read a few quotes and pass a few comments. We've had
a
lot of preaching. Amen. We've had much of preaching. And I believe God has dealt with us in diverse ways and diverse measures. And I believe He has met with our needs. Is there any need that God has not met? I believe He has met with mine. I am a testimony. You see, the devil is not happy and he has been fighting.
inu esu odun o yi tin ja.
Even this convention we are all witness.
Ati ele salaye ga ale je eleri lori agba ajo ti
odun. Before we continue in this sermon, let me just share a few testimonies, something that happened yesterday.
Ki to tesiwaju ninu iwasu yi, e je ki n jeri ohun to kere to sere lana eri ranpe.
Brother said God is interested with the little things that we don't think sometimes he's interested about. Just like a day for Simon Peter. When we came to the convention, I bought my car and I parked. For
a
few days of the service, I was using it. But some of the days, I just found that there was no need to use it, so I packed it. And I forgot to warm it, you know, every morning just to go and start the engine and warm it. Because I felt the vehicle was in good condition. And indeed, yesterday when I was coming to church, I started the car in the morning and it started. But after the service yesterday morning, we'll go and take our rest. The car refused to start. That's the work of man. Man did that car. I was confused. What must have happened to the car? I wouldn't want to be embarrassed. So I just left it there. I said, you car, you know, if you just want to do what you want to do, you just stay here. Certain brethren were concerned. I said, let's help you push it, bro Joe. And they managed to help me push it down the other way.
He
refused to start still. I
don't
tell them, leave it there. By the time I go to the ocean and come back, it will start. How it was going to start, I didn't know. Some persons were telling me, maybe you call your mechanic, you do this, you do that. My brother also told me one of the experiences we had, maybe the fuel pump was having an issue. I said, I don't think so.
But to
call the long story short, by the time I
come
back, and I started the car, he refused to start still. So I remember a technique that we do in driving. I engaged it and I saw the road was slopey. I remember the prophet said fire moves the church. The prophet said fire moves the church. So I knew that the car needed fire. So I gave it serious fire and he answered. And since then it has been fine. Satan is not happy.
You know, Satan, you don't.
But whether he likes it or not, God is interested in us. So this morning, for the little time, as we said, the text we want to consider is nevertheless at thy word. The prophet preached a series of sermons which the title at thy word. I will just read from one of it. The one preached
1951-05-06.
And paragraph 7. And that is what we are aiming to do this morning.
Abraham
said, now the apostle Peter. Probably they were all fishermen. We know, and just as we read, they were fishing. All know how to fish and what kind of water to fish in. Now,
Barabbas
said Jesus was trying, just take it to 7b, Jesus was trying to teach the Apostle Peter how to take his word. We have had sermons. But do you have what it takes to take God at his word? Maybe some of you are like Peter this morning. Just let down the net. Now, Abraham said he was trying to teach Peter how to take his word. Sometimes when you are absolutely at the end of the rope, is when he speaks to you. As I was speaking this afternoon of the three Hebrew children, they were right in the very furnace before the Lord ever moved a hand. But you know he is always on time.
He's
never late. Now, they were fishermen. They all know how to fish and what kind of water to fish in. They were Galileans. Who was raised on the Lake of Galilee. Now, if you go back to the scripture, and you consider, you know, the conversation between Christ and Peter, you will know that it was a privilege for Peter. Because the Bible told us in verse 2 of that Luke chapter 5,
it
said there were two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them. What brought them to the lake that time? It was fish. And they are looking for fish, they didn't find one. If you read down the scripture, Peter said, we tore all the night. And we didn't find anything. Then Jesus said, borrow me your ship. And Peter borrowed it. Abraham said, you can't give God something and he will not pay you back. The sacrifices that you have put in the convention, the prayers that you have offered, your labor of love, I tell you, will never be in vain. There's going to be a reward. Now, Peter, since he couldn't get the fish, he surrendered his boat to Christ. And Christ used the boat to preach. Now, after I finished preaching, Christ knew what brought Peter to the lake. He knew what brought him to the lake. Just like he knows what brought you to the convention. Amen. You might think he doesn't know, but he knows.
The man
said he knows your name and is interested in your need. Do you believe that? Peter was looking for fish, but
they
couldn't find. There was something in the mind of God concerning Peter. Though Peter wanted fish, Christ wanted them to be fisher of men. But God was still willing to give him the desires of his heart. God is interested in filling you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just as we had yesterday, he wants you to be a reflector of him. He wants you to be a true representation of him in your business, in your work, in your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself. Just as the preacher said yesterday, let it not be after you leave this place this morning that the people say there is nothing that has changed. I thought you said you went to the convention. Did you just go to a picnic? I believe we didn't come for a picnic here. I believe there was something that brought us here, and that thing that brought you here, God is willing to give it to you. And I tell you, he has already done that. It's just your faith. Don't be like Peter this morning. Just let down the net, surrender to the master. Now, after Peter surrendered his boat, Jesus said, verse 4, he said, Peter, launch into the deep. Peter would have looked, what was this man saying? He said, launch into the deep and let down your net for a drought. Not even one fish. Multitude of fishes. Peter would have been just expecting maybe to get a few. But God gave him more than he desired. But let us watch the attitude of man. Now verse 5. He said, Simon answering said unto him, Master, in case you don't understand,
Before
you came here,
all the
night, I have thought.
I
didn't get anything.
I'm
a professional fisherman.
Brother
Bam said they were born in Galilee.
Galilee.
They understood that lake. They know every nook and corner where to get fish. And they have done all of that. And yet they didn't get nothing. But here is somebody saying, let down the net for a drought. Who is this man? Do you know? We are professional fishermen. Maybe somebody is like that this morning. Don't argue with God. Just surrender to Him. He said, we are told all night and are taking nothing. But I love Peter. Because
as
the prophet said, when man get to your wit end, and all hope is lost, you will be willing to take anything. Peter looking at the person that was speaking. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Be like that this morning. That's your need. That you might think is impossible. I tell you, it is possible with God. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Now in the message, Jehovah of miracles, I don't know if they can help us get a preach 959-1126. I'm probably about 28. But Abraham was talking about Mary there.
But
Bible says she didn't have any example to look at. But when the angel visited her, of course the scripture told us Mary had been meditating on the
word.
And that is the attitude we should take. As we go to our homes, the sermons that we have had, the wonderful blessings the Lord has given us, let us meditate on the same. Let us rejoice on the same. Like one of the servants of God said, cleave to that word of God. Now, Brother Bam said, Mary, she was meditating on that word. And on a Monday morning, just like this day, she was on her way, and the angel of God met her.
And
said, Mary,
hail,
stop.
Duro.
Paragraph 28. He said, you are highly favored of God. Now, I want us to consider this. Was she the only virgin there? But God was interested in her. God had a purpose for Mary. And that is the same way He has a purpose for each and every one of us. Now, Brother said, the angel Gabriel, 6 months later, had visited Mary. And I told her that her cousin was going to have a baby. So Mary knew that would be a miracle.
Maria, ma ipe iya yo je iyanu.
Of that old woman, Elizabeth.
Obinrin na ti o ti darugbo.
She was well stricken in age.
O ti gbo ni ojo ori.
Having a baby. Mary knew that would be a miracle. Just like the testimony of the sister you have.
13
years. She was well versed in medical science. Many of us might not understand what she was saying. But I understand better. She's a nurse. They did everything medically speaking. IVF failed. But Jesus never failed. And He will not fail you.
But as
she said to the angel, how shall this thing be with me? The angel told her, your cousin Elizabeth,
is
going to have a child. Maybe consider it.
Maria,
if Elizabeth will have a child, then
Elizabeth,
I know this,
man,
it has to be a miracle.
Oh,
so if it's a miracle to Elizabeth, this one that is telling me, it has to also be a miracle. Seeing that I know not a man, she asks, how how will this thing be?
He
said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. And that only thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. That is how it is going to happen. Mary never talked back to the angel.
She
never discussed it in any way. The only thing she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. That is the attitude you should take this morning.
Because
so do you think even the priest Zechariah, he questioned the angel. Him being an old man, Elizabeth, an old woman, they question, how will it be? And a priest who should know the word and know what God did. But you see, this little virgin was just a child. She had no husband. She had to believe the impossible. Because our God specializes in the things that
make
things are impossible. Something that has never happened before. Maybe your own case has never happened before. But God specializes in that. That is where God is interested in. Mary never argued. Like Peter. Peter argued. Mary never argued. She never questioned anymore. Proverbs said his word was enough for her. If the church could just get like that, the word settles it. If God says so, that is all we need to know. How is it going to be? I can't tell you. But if God says so, it is going to be that way. Because God says so. That is what I want the church to know. If there is anything I want you to sink faith in, it's in what God has said. It has to be the truth. Now, Barbara said, do you notice she had to believe the impossibles? She could not go back like Zechariah could. He could go back to Sarah. Zechariah could go back to Sarah. Rabbi said he could go back to Hannah. You see, they were at the temple. She was an old woman too. And they had plenty of examples to go back to. Where they had husbands. But this Mary, no husband. You see, but Mary had to believe something that never had happened. But I say, you've got thousands of examples of divine healing. Look at the people that has been healed with cancer. Look at the people that has been healed with blindness. Look at the people that has been healed with dumbness. Look at the people that has been healed with deafness. And all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. Maybe you have some. You can look to those this morning. But this little girl, she didn't have anything to look to. All that she needed to do was just to believe God. And I want you to notice, she didn't wait till she was positive for it to happen. She started testifying about it right away. She didn't wait till she felt life in her so she could be positive she was going to have the baby. But just as soon as she had his word, she took him at his word. And she started testifying and praising God for the baby before she felt anything.
Rabbi
said, oh God, give us more Marys around here that can take God at his word and praise him whether you feel anything or not. Take him at his word. God is trying to find somebody who will take his word. I don't care how you feel. Somebody say, well, I don't feel any better. I went to the meeting, I was prayed for. Well, Baba said that that don't have nothing to do with it. As long as it is God that says so, that settles it. God is looking for somebody who will take his word. That is what pleases him. Believe his word. That is what pleases God. That is the only way you will ever find favor with him. It's for you to believe his word. And Mary took him at his word. She said, that is sufficient for me. And she went around telling everybody that she was going to have this baby. Before she even felt one sign at all, she knew that it was going to happen. Because why? The pastor said so. Because God says
so.
May God help us this morning. Now from the message, which is the last quote I will read before we go to pray. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do you believe it's the same yesterday, today and forever? The God of yesterday is the God of today. What he did for them yesterday, he's still doing today. And my home will not be an exception. Your home will not be an exception. Do you believe that? Now Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Preach 1954-08-13. Paragraph 39. The prophet were talking about certain brethren just like we that came to the meeting and they were prayed for. Now I said, but you see, we've got to have your testimony, your confession, positive. Never you be negative. But Abraham said, always be positive. Even if you don't feel it, be positive. Be like Mary.
Maria.
Papa said she didn't feel it. She didn't wait to feel anything. As long as it was God that said so, she believed it. And that was all. Not according to my feelings, but according to what he said. Now, you talk about symptoms. Let us consider one.
Papa
said Jonah, in the waist belly, he had a lot of symptoms. The Lord had told him to go preach in a big city about the size of
Louisville.
And some of the people didn't know which was right or which was left.
But
God had anointed him to go and preach to those people. And Jonah thought in himself, well, there is not many Christians down there. So why would I go there? But said that was where he got in trouble. God told him to go somewhere. And he went elsewhere. Now take it up. Take it up, my brother. But Bob said, oh, how I want what I see there. But I better leave it now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jonah out there, he knows.
Jonah,
the first thing you know, it kind of shocked the sea. Because why? The sea saw a backslider. May God help us. The sea saw a backslider that was out of the will of God. And the sea got so nervous about it. And he began to jump. And storms come everywhere. Everything goes wrong when you backslide. When God tells you to do something, he tells you to take him at his word, and you disbelieve him, everything will go wrong. Take God at his word. And yeah, Jonah was out there on the stormy sea. While he come with a real good confession, said, tie me hand and feet. I don't want to go to Nineveh. There's no Christian there. Those people are hidden.
The
say, if God tell you anything, go and do it. Don't argue with God. Only believe. So Jonah told them, tie me hand and feet and throw me in the sea. When you throw me, I won't do what God wants me to do. That was his own thinking. He didn't know that God specializes in things that are impossible. And they throw him in.
And God had prepared a fish for him. Amen.
Amen.
Now the fish swallowed Jonah. Anyone knows when a fish eats, it goes right to the bottom. And the rest is swimmer on the bottom. He prowls through the water till he finds his prey. And then when he eats, he goes on and takes his rest. But now, when the fish has swallowed Jonah, you see, he had got all he needed for that day. And what did he do? He went down to the bottom of the sea. Baba said, you talk about the fellow with symptoms? Jonah got that. Hands and legs tied behind him, backslid out of the stormy sea, laying in the bottom of the ocean. There is nobody here in that
batch yet.
Now God making intercession upon your confession. Why, brother? Kick them crutches away. Throw your unbelief away. Throw away that old stomach trouble. Go out and eat your supper. Go out and get well. Believe him. You've got the greatest weapon in the world in your hand. And what is it? Prayer. Prayers have been offered, I believe. Believe in your prayer. Believe in the word of God that you have received, and there will be a performance. Now, before we pray, Brother Brown said, some time ago, passing through the meeting, I was playing it back for the people here. Playing it back for the people.
Okay.
There was a woman that came through the meeting. Maybe like some of us. And she had a serious stomach trouble. And the Holy Spirit spoke. Thus said the Lord. After seeing what was wrong with her, and she was going to make right what she had done wrong, something another on that order. The Holy Spirit told her she was going to get well. He said, thus said the Lord. A woman right behind her, another one said, was set for her, had a growth on her neck. The neck growth stayed right there. Told her to go and eat her supper. And she went to try to eat. But she liked to die. Oh my. She got sick. Days passed. This was somebody that had been prayed for in the meeting. She got more sicker. She said she went back and got the tapes. Maybe this is for somebody this morning. Believe God for your healing. If it doesn't happen now, Abraham said it will happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it will happen next week. If it doesn't happen next week, it will happen next month. Be perseverant. Believe God. Don't doubt him. When you go back to your home, it has not happened. Maybe it has not happened. The miracle you are trusting God for, go and play the tapes. Be like this woman that the prophet was talking about. Baba said she played the tape. Now you have watched what he says. But when you hear him say, God said the Lord, remember that is not your brother. That is him. Well, you say, well, I will be dearest to use that. I'll be dearest to use that. No, sir, brother. Let him and let him alone. This woman, she seen it was the voice of the Holy Spirit that I spoke to her in the meeting. And then several weeks passed. 6 or 8 weeks. About 2 months. She didn't disbelieve God. She kept on holding. She was just so bad with her stomach trouble. She tried to eat. And she just vomit. You can just think about that. She tried to eat again. And she tell it. She was testifying.
Oh, I say Jerry.
Going around.
Oh, lucky.
Telling everyone that she was
healed.
But when she eats, she will vomit. But she was going about. Telling everyone she was
healed.
Why? Her husband laughed at her.
Her
neighbors even laughed at her. Why? You are going crazy. Have you been to the Holy Roller preacher? She said it wasn't what he done. It wasn't what he done. What the prophet did. It was what God did. Because it wasn't the prophet that said it. It was God that said so. He said, "Thus say the Lord." If you believe all that you have had, it's not from a man. You believe you have from your God, there will be a performance. One morning, after the family had gone to school and gone to work, Baba said she was washing the dishes and she got really hungry and she picked a little piece of bread. She said, the woman may be sitting right here. She picked a piece of bread and she toasted it. She toasted it. This was someone having so much trouble. And she ate it. One of the children have left it on the table. And she hadn't washed the dishes yet. She was standing at the window. And she says something just come over her. And she got really hungry. And she started to eat this piece of toast. Usually it will make her sick in a few minutes. But it didn't make her sick. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So she said, I will try some more. I will try some oats. So she went ahead and she made oats. It didn't make her sick. So she said, I will go to the extreme. She ate toast bread. It didn't make her sick. She took oats. It didn't make her sick. She prepared coffee. It didn't make her sick. She fed good. She knew something had happened. Now, Baba says she went down the street because something had happened to her. She wanted to share the testimony. She went to her neighbors, the one that had the growth on the neck. And when she ran down the street, she went into the neighbor's house. She was going to tell her what the Lord had done for her. And when she got down to the neighbor's house, something had also happened to the neighbor. There was jubilee in the house of that neighbor. There was screaming. There was jumping up and down. Carrying on. She said, what is the matter? He said, my brother left this morning. It is not there no more. And they had a great big jubilee. That is what God will do for you. Prophet said, now what happened? Here is what happened. If God speaks anything, God is under obligation to take care of what he says. Do you believe God? God can't come to your rescue just at every minute. God can't come to your rescue just at every minute. You can't tell him what to do. He knows best what to do. Baba said the angel of the Lord, he was in the neighborhood. And that is what God is going to do for you. As you go to your home, go and testify what the Lord has done for you. You that have prayed to God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Baba said he's more willing to fill you than you desired of him. You that are trusting God for your healing, he has already done it. You say he has done it. I don't feel any good. He has already done it. Be like this woman. Go to your home. Go to your work. work. Go to your business. Go and testify. They might say you are crazy. Your symptom is still there. I can still see the growth. The cancer is still there. Say no, it is not there. I am healed. Have that kind of a faith. There are a lot of examples, as the prophet said, that you can look at. There are a lot of examples Zachariah could have looked at, and the rest of them. But Mary, no example at all. She didn't argue with God. She took God by his word. Peter argued. He argued. But he said, nevertheless, I will lay down the nets. Maybe you have argued. Be like Peter the small. Say, nevertheless, I surrender to you, Lord. Not by my strength. It's not my effort. It is what you have done. I will go testify. Maybe your own is finance.
But yeah,
God is interested in that. In the message that I have, Proverbs say, believe God. Believe God for your family. Believe God for your house. Believe God for a new set of furniture. Maybe it's your house rent. Believe God that God is going to take care of it. Maybe you are thinking how you are going to take care of the children. Believe God. Surrender to him. He's going to take care of it. Why we bow our head this morning? Let's talk to God in our own way. Believe God for all that he has promised you. Nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I'm surrendering my faith this morning. Help my own belief, Lord. Jesus told Peter, he said, let down your nets for a drought. Peter was still arguing. He said, we have torn all night. Jesus said, let down the nets. As long as it is Christ speaking, all things are possible. Believing for the impossible. Talk to him at this hour. That your physical need, he's interested. God was interested in Peter being a fisher of men. But he wasn't unmindful. Christ wasn't unmindful of what brought Peter to the lake. He knew it was fish that brought Peter to the lake. But Brother Bam said, God was teaching Peter how to take him by his word. Because he's a man. Maybe God allowed that for a purpose. Remember, he's the creator. He knows how to put the fish there. It is not your business how God will do it. Just surrender to him. It might not happen now. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. But take him at his word. As you go back home, play the tapes. Keep meditating on the word. Cleave to that word of God. And there will be a testimony. When it happens, just as you have been admonished, come back to give God thanks. Oh Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you have done, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that finished work, oh God. We thank you because all things are possible to them that believe, Lord. All we are praying, Father, is that you will help our unbelief, oh God. As your children, Father, go back to their homes this morning, oh God. They go back, oh Father, to their works, various places where you have called them, oh God. We pray, Father, that there will be a performance, oh God. Take away unbelief, Father. Take away doubt, oh God. May they never be ashamed of testifying of your victory in their life, oh God. Lord, as many as has trusted you, oh God, may they come back if you tarry and there's another convention, oh God. May they come back with abundance of testimony to the glory and honor of your name. Thank you because you have done it.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
We've got a lot of prayer requests this morning. I want us to listen to them as we pray over
them.
This one said,
"Brethren,
please, I want the church, the core bride of Christ, to pray for my pastor, Pastor Samson Oyetunde, for perfect healing upon his life, and that God should remember him for quick recovery from every sickness in his body, in order to continue preaching the word of God to many people. Pray also for our church concerning the building of the church, for his provision to complete the church building to his own glory." Say thanks and God bless you. From Brother Julius, the deacon. This one say, "Shalom to the bride of Christ. I am a student, and I feel too much pressure with school activities because I'm running an online class. I want the Lord to help me excel and make the school activities and work easy for me. I also want the Lord to strengthen and bless me financially before I am done with school. I want a great job from the Lord." These are from a loved one. Let's take one more with it. Say thanksgiving and prayer request. "The Lord has done me well. Whereof I am glad. On behalf of my family, I bring appreciation to God for granting some of my requests from last year's convention. To him be thanks and praise forever. Bride of Christ, please pray for us, for more of God in our lives. Pray for the manifestation of our cars, so as to aid our movement to church, especially during rainy season. Pray for my husband that God will guide him and provide him a stable source of income. Pray also for my business, for God's blessings, upliftment, and worldwide recognition. We have need of our own house. Please pray with us that God will grant this need to us according to his riches in glory. Lastly, pray for everyone as we go back to our destinations for journey mercies and God's blessings on us, and that we will reflect the beauty of Christ and bring forth fruit reflecting God's word out. Let's take this prayer request. These are from Sister Oluwafemi. Let's commit this prayer request of Sister Femi to God's hand. The prayer request of the loved one and the prayer request of Brother Julius concerning his pastor and the church. Let us take this request of this loved one to the hand of God. Believe God, brethren. You that have wrote the request, believe God. Saints of God present here, please take the burdens of this one.
Concerning the this pastor. Lord Jesus, we pray, I be offered for, O God, for perfection of his health, O God, for grace to continue the work of the ministry, Father. May you grant it, O God. Pray concerning the church building, Father. You will not start what you cannot finish, O God. May you finish it for them, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit the request of the loved one, O God, concerning our school and the online classes that she's having, O God. She's experiencing a lot of pressure and she needs your help, Father. I pray, Father, that you would help her, O God. That Jesus be gracious, O Father. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, just commit this one, O Father, Lord Jesus, from this other sister, O God, is a family, O Father, appreciating the word you gave for her last year conversion, O God, committing, O God, other needs, O Father, that they have, concerning a car, O God, cars, O Father, Lord, pray for the husband, O God, for a good source of income, praying, O God, for herself, O God, for upliftment in our business, and Lord Jesus, for recognition. I pray, Father, that you help her, O God. Give unto your daughter the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let's listen to this once. This one says, God bless you. Please, I want the Church of God to pray for my cousin that has been in insanity state for 8 years now from a loved one. Let's listen to this one. God bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm writing to give all the glory to God for the perfect healing he has granted my mother for her mental health issue. So you that wrote this one concerning somebody that has been 8 years, this is a testimony. The God that did for this one, he will do for your cousin. Only believe, all things are possible. We appreciate God for the past 2 years. I have been faithful in bringing a case before the Lord in prayer, requesting healing and restoration. I remember bringing prayer requests to the camp last 2 years, asking the children of God for God's divine intervention and grace. And I am thrilled to share that God answered our prayer. My mother's journey to recovery has not been easy, but God's faithfulness and love has seen her through. Today she stands as a testament to God's power and goodness of completely being healed and restored. So I want to encourage you all to continue trusting in God's ability to heal and restore. He is a faithful God who keeps his promises. Let us bring our prayer request before him, knowing that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask him. Say, God bless you from Sister Faith Matthew. We thank God for that. Let's commit this one prayer request. Please pray for my children for total breakthrough. Pray for the salvation of their soul. Pray for all expectant parents for the fruit of the womb. Pray for the sick for faith to receive their healing. Let us commit this batch of requests to the hand of God. This one from a loved one. The thanksgiving and request from Sister Faith Matthew. And this other prayer request from this loved one concerning the cousin who is in insanity for 8 years now. Our God specializes in things that are thought impossible. Let's commit this request to the Lord.
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Lord. Your daughter was not weary, O God, bringing the request God. Father, one time there was a man, oh God, 38 years, oh God, in his condition. But you came through for him, oh God. You are never late, oh God. We lay, oh Father, this one before you, Lord Jesus. May your blood atone for this one, may your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as you think, oh God, Lord and sister, mama, oh God, may you do for this sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. This one, oh God, has also prayed for the children of Britain. Oh God, has also prayed, oh Father, for their full salvation.
Lord, the request, oh God, Lord, answer all of them in the name of Jesus. Answer all of them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I believe we are praying. This one said, I need a shop for my market. I want money to start my business. I need God's mercy. I want to reach where my generation has not reached.
No name.
Prayer request. I want the Church of the Living God to please pray for perfect health for my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
God bless you. These are from Sister Annette.
Annette.
Prayer request. Please pray for me that God should grant me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. These are from Brother Olariwaju David. Let us take the prayer request of Brother Olariwaju David, the request of Sister Annette, and this request for a loved one. The Lord bless you as you pray. Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Prayer request. God bless you, saints. I want the Church of God to pray for my sister, Rachel, that God should heal her from all kinds of sickness that she is battling with. God bless you, church. No name. God bless you, saints. I need your prayer for my daughter, who is sick for almost 3 years now. I believe that with your prayer, she will be healed. So shall it be to you. Let's take this one.
Say
shalom, saints. I want the Church of God to join me in prayers for my mother that was diagnosed of cervical cancer.
that God will heal her completely and perfect her health in Jesus Christ's name. These are from Brother Isaiah. Let's take this prayer request of Brother Isaiah concerning his mom. And this one from this loved one concerning her daughter who is sick for 3 years. And this other one for her sister, Sister Rachel, for God's healing. Let's commit all this request to the hand of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Prayer request. I want the saints of God to join me in prayer. For God to have mercy on my marriage of 23 years. For God to restore and deliver my husband from this strange woman. I want God to remove my reproach of being in debt. And deliver me totally from the power of debt. From a loved one. This one say, God bless you, church. I want you to pray for my business to expand in big way and give me my own wife that will suit me and that God should protect me from all evil, that God should give me wisdom and understanding and strengthen me. Please, church, pray for my brother that God should grant him the work that he applied for in Denmark. That God should process the visa out. I want you to pray for my sister, Patience, for financial breakthrough, for an excellent spirit, wisdom, job opportunity at Woga Allied Service Limited. Pray for my sister, Emanuela, that God should bless her husband greatly with wealth, and that God should open doors of success and prosperity. Continue keeping them alive and give them strength to deliver like an Hebrew woman. No name. This one say prayer request. God bless you, church. I want you to pray for my father and mother that God should give them good health and that God should bless them for me and that God should bless the work of their hands. I want you to pray for my father that God should heal him from his wound. I, Jewel, want God to give me wisdom and understanding in my work. I want God to protect me from all evil hands. And God should give me the work that will favor me. Let's take this prayer request of Brother Jewel. And this prayer request of Okay, Christopher Christian. And the one without a name. God bless you as you pray.
In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. Let us listen to this last batch. This one says, prayer request. God bless you, saints. I want the Church of the Living God to pray for my fiancé. To pray for my fiancé. Over his business. That is on the verge of collapsing. For perfect stability. And also for my dad. That has been down with stroke. For restoration of perfect health. These are from Sister Favor. From Sister Favor. Let's listen to this last one. Prayer request. Thank God for his goodness in my life and family. Pray that the Lord will provide good buyers for a property that I want to sell. Pray also that the buyers offer good price. Thank you. These are from Brother Elijah. Let's commit this prayer request of Brother Elijah and that of Sister Favor to the hand of God. The Lord bless you as you pray.
Let's
pray for this request of
God
of your son, Brother Elijah, concerning this property, O Father, that he want to send, O God, the which is trusting you for, O God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will make the way for your son, O God. Give him good buyers as he has trusted you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I to commit this, O God, of Sister Favor to your hand, O God, concerning the fiance, O God, whose business is at the verge of collapsing, O God. We pray for your mercy, O God. We pray for intervention, O God. And we pray for grace, O Father, for her, in the name of Jesus, God. But well, my Lord, may you help the fiance, O God. We pray, O Father, for your intervention in the business, O God. We pray, Father, that you will turn things around for their good. And Lord, your daughter will testimony. We also commit the Father, O God, who is down with stroke for perfect health, O God. May you heal him, O God. Bless him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. I want us to also add this request to God. Let's remember the host church. Pray that God will bless them. Let's remember all the donors. The Lord will reward them mightily. Pray for God's servant. Pray for everyone that have come to the convention. As we all go back to our various homes, the grace of God that brought us here safely will take us back home safely. His peace will abide with us. His love will abide with us. It will prosper us spiritually. It will prosper us physically. It will prosper us financially. It will meet with all our needs. Let's commit this request to the hand of God. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I want us to sing this song before we take the final dismissal prayer. I will listen to the few announcements that we have. Hymn number 220. As we go back to our homes, blessed be the tie that binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christ. Kindred's mind is tied to the above. Before our Father's throne, before our Father's throne, we bow our heart and breast, our fears, our hope, our hymns, our words, our comfort, our care. We share our mutual woe. We share our mutual woe. Our mutual burdens bear. Oh, and often each other flow, the sympathizing tear. When we are sunder apart, oh, when we are sunder apart, it gives us keyward pain. But there is the joy that we shall still be joy in our heart and hope to me. When we are sunder apart, hallelujah. When we are sunder apart, oh, it gives us inward pain. Oh, but we shall be joy in heart and hope to meet again. The Lord bless you all. May His banner over us be love in Jesus' name. If the Lord has not come and He make a way for us, we trust that we'll be here next year. While we rise to our feet and bow our head for a closing prayer, we request God's servant. Baba, your daily Baba Lola, please, to close the meeting for us and to pray for every traveler, those that are already on their way. The Lord will grant them journey mercies. Way that are here, that the grace of God will be with us as we go. Bless you,
sir. Almighty and ever living Father, we bring our adoration, our thanksgiving, our appreciation unto you from the depth of our heart for this wonderful grace and your mercy and your cares and your goodness you have shown unto each and every one of us, individual, family by family, local assembly by local assembly, to witness this 2024 Believers Convention. We give you honor and glory, for you are a prayer answering God. Thank you for journey masses you granted to all your people down here safely. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the past 4 days. We have seen your almighty hands, Heavenly Father. Thank you for wonderful men of God that almighty God has used to be a channel of blessings unto your people. We thank you very much, O Lord. We pray, O Lord our God, that all the blessings may they ever remain permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliverance you have wrought, may those deliverances remain ever permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. The salvation you have wrought, may ever remain permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may the Holy Ghost baptism be a reality in the lives of your people. The healings that you have wrought may be a reality in the lives of your people.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we pray, oh Lord, our God in heaven, that those the enemy of God, the enemy of God's children, Lord, will not succeed, oh Lord, in any way, in any form, to rob us and make this word of God to have, never to have any effect, oh Lord, in any way, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and our God, may we go back and listen to those sermons, Heavenly Father, and it will encourage us the more and the blessing more and more to the glory and honor of your name.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we are leaving this place this morning, with those who have traveled, may we never be the same again, O Lord.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, may we go out and be your true representatives, O Lord.
Amen.
And true reflectors of your word, O Lord.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you for your servant. You are wonderfully used this morning as an interpreter. Lord, may we ever continue to take your word as it is, O Lord our God, at its face value, like Mary of old, O Lord our God. May we never be negative in our confession. From henceforth, help us to ever always be positive.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If there are mothers in this place, O Lord our God, those who have gone and those who are yet here to live this morning, that are always negative, saying evil things about their children, may you deliver them, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
If there are parents, Heavenly Father, one way or the other, that their mind, O Lord, is not clear, O Lord, speaking negative things about their children, may you deliver them, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, all the requests, O Lord, may they be answered, Father.
Amen.
To the glory and honor of your name.
Amen.
May heart be full of joy, O Lord, and our mouth be full of testimony.
Amen.
That by this time next year, we will see the supernatural hand of the Almighty God.
Amen.
If you tarry, Lord,
amen,
help us, our Father.
Amen.
Lord, prepare us for your soon coming.
Amen.
For we do not know when or how or where. Help us, our Father, that on that day none of us shall be found wanting, O Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless the host, Pastor, the associate, the ministers, O Lord, and
amen,
the entire church, O Lord.
Amen.
All your people, every local assembly, every individual that contributed, O Lord, God, for the, to make this year's convention possible, and the prayers of the saints to make it a success, O Lord. May your blessing be upon your people. Spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings, material blessings,
amen,
good health, O Lord, and God, to your people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you have made us to old age is nothing to you. You are the ancient of days.
Yes.
May we come to enjoy good health,
amen,
all the days of our life.
Amen.
For it is your desire for us that we should prosper in health, even as our soul prospereth. May
amen
your people be continue to prosper in health, O Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. Blessed
amen
be your name forevermore. As
amen
we leave this place today, going to different parts of the country, may the presence of the angel go with each one of us, O Lord.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father, and may the angel of the Lord go to us, go with us to our neighborhoods, O Lord our God, bringing this testimony to come to pass, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. That
amen
our expectations, Heavenly Father, shall not be tied to pieces, in
amen
the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. We thank you for the deacons, we thank you for the officials in our assembly, in our assemblies, that they have performed so creditably. Father, we appreciate you for the convention committee members. They have performed so creditably. May you reward them all, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, the virtues that went out of them, may you bless them, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for protecting the cooks, O Lord, in the kitchen. Everyone that labor, may you reward them abundantly.
Amen.
May we come to hear good news from one another. Blessed be your name, O Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah be unto you. Thank you, Father. Grant journey masses, O Lord. May you paralyze the enemy on the highway, on the byways, O Lord our God. May the angel of Lord, O Lord our God, look through the pillar of fire, O Lord, and scare away every blood-sucking thirsty demons on our highways, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save from armed robbers, O Lord. Save from kidnappers, O Lord our God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May we have good news, O Lord, that we have arrived safely. Hallelujah be unto you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Do you appreciate the Lord? Let's appreciate the Lord with a clap offering. Thank him for all that he has done for us. May the testimonies be permanent in Jesus' name. Just for a little while, let's listen to this announcement. You can please have your seats. This one says, Brother Lawrence, we need the assistance of young brothers from Ibadan churches.
to move all the big speakers out of the auditorium after the morning devotion. Thank you and God bless you as you avail yourself. This one says, please sir, help us announce that John Awosoko Bible World Tabernacle Ileife should meet us at the parking lot outside the auditorium. The Lord bless you. Let's rise to our feet. May we really be blessed. Oh, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. As you fellowship here in our midst in the name of the Lord. May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. May your soul be refreshed. May your soul be refreshed. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed. Oh, may your soul be refreshed. As you fast and pray, meditate in the word of the Lord. May your soul be refreshed. Oh, may your soul be refreshed. May we never depart and may we never depart. Oh, may we never depart. Oh, from the heavenly place in Christ, fellowship of the saints. Oh, may we never depart. May we never depart. Oh, may we meet over there. May we meet over there. Hallelujah, may we meet over there. Oh, New Jerusalem, the final home of the pride of the Lord. May we meet over there. May we meet over there. I am what God say I am. Oh, yes, I am what God say I am. Hallelujah, I am what God say I am. Oh, I am a winner. Oh, I'm not a loser. Oh, I am what God say I am. I am, I am, I am. I am what God say I am. Hallelujah.